Mr. Sheldon, would you add the following extra bits, each on a separate piece of paper? They've got to be inserted somewhere. I don't quite know where, and I think you'd better put them down as extra supplementary bits marked A, B, C, D, E. A. No doubt every interpretation of the word liberty, however unusual, must include a minimum of what I have called, quote, negative, unquote, liberty. That is, an area within which my wishes are not frustrated. For a being who is literally prevented by others from doing anything that he wishes to do, is not a moral agent at all. It could not either legally or morally be regarded as a human being in the full sense, even if in a physiological or biological or even psychological sense he is to be included within the human species, full stop. But Mill and Constant want more than the minimum, colon. They demand the maximum degree of non-interference compatible with the minimum demands of social life. Full stop. It is not clear that this demand for liberty has ever been made by any but a small minority of highly civilized and self-conscious human beings. Full stop. The bulk of humanity has certainly at most times been prepared to sacrifice this to other goals, colon, security, prosperity, power, virtue, rewards in the next world, or indeed justice, equality, and many other values which appear wholly or in part incompatible with the greatest, with the attainment of the greatest degree of individual liberty, and certainly do not need it as a precondition for their own realization. B. The tyrant who leaves us a great area of liberty may be unjust, comma, encourage the wildest inequalities, comma, care little for order or virtue or knowledge, semicolon. He may be a savage or a lunatic, but provided he does not curb our liberty, he meets with Mill's specification. Full stop. It seems to me that it is only by conceiving an extreme and perhaps improbable situation of this kind that the full contrast between individual liberty in Mill's sense and self-government can be made clear. C. Oh, not C. Would you just add to A? It is not the demand for individual Lebensraum, L-E-B-E-N-S-R-A-U-M, which has stimulated the rebellions and wars of liberation for which men were ready to die in the past, or for that matter, in the present. Men who have fought for freedom, or fought wars of liberation, have commonly fought for the right to be governed by themselves or their representatives, Yes, harshly governed if need be. Tyrannously and without much individual liberty. But in a manner which allowed them to participate, comma, or at any rate to think that they participated, comma, in the legislation and administration of their collective lives. Then C, or D, whichever it is, Constant makes this contrast exceedingly clear in his celebrated essay on the conception of liberty by the ancients and the moderns. He declares that for modern man, liberty means the right not to be arrested, detained, killed, maltreated by the arbitrary will of one or several individuals, full stop. The right to express one's opinion, choose one's profession and exercise it, semicolon. To dispose of one's property, even to abuse it, as one pleases, full stop. To go and come without having to account for one's motives or moves, comma, or having to ask permission beforehand, full stop. The right to unite with others in the pursuit of one's interests, comma, to profess whatever faith one wishes with one's associates, comma, to fill one's days and hours in accordance with one's own inclinations, dash, one's own fancies, full stop. Finally, the right to influence administration by nominating officials, by presenting petitions and demands, of which the authorities are obliged, more or less, to take notice, full stop. Liberty in this sense is the security of the enjoyment of the functions of private life. And liberty in this sense is something which is guaranteed by institutions which exist for this purpose. This is what modern men mean by liberty, and it is not primarily political in content, full stop. For the ancient world, on the other hand, liberty meant the exercise, comma, collectively but directly, of a large portion of sovereignty, full stop. It meant the right to deliberate publicly, to decide upon war and peace, treaties with foreign powers, to vote laws, sit in judgment, scrutinize the accounts and acts of public officials, the right to force them to present themselves before the sovereign assembly, to accuse them, condemn them, acquit them. Full stop. But each man in this system is totally subject to authority. Full stop. All private acts are, in principle, to be open to the surveillance of public officials. Full stop. Nothing is to be left to the independent judgment of individuals. Above all, the choice of religion. Dash. To invent or practice a private religion would have appeared to be blasphemous. Terpander, T-E-R, capital T-E-R, P-A-N-D-E-R, could not add a string to his lyre without offending the state. A young Spartiate, S-P-R-T-I-A-T-E, could not visit his wife freely, full stop. In Rome, censors could inquire into the most intimate details of private life, full stop. Morals were controlled by the law, and since everything is affected by morals, everything was subject to law. The individual, comma, sovereign in public affairs, was a slave in his private life. The all-powerful judge, inquisitor, legislator, who sent men into condemned men to death and sent them into exile, was wholly repressed in private. Liberty meant the sharing of public power. Paragraph. The danger to the modern conception of liberty is that while absorbed in private life, we let our political rights dash, without which our private liberties may slip away, comma, go too cheaply and be captured by adventurers. Full stop. The danger to the liberty of the ancients is that in pursuit of political control, they allowed their private freedom go almost completely. The two types of freedom are plainly not compatible with each other. And if I barter my private freedom for the right to take part in collective decisions, which may interfere vastly with my private desires, am I more or less free? The ambiguity of the word freedom, dash, or one of its many ambiguities, could hardly be brought out more vividly. Next, D, or E, whichever it is, quote, negative liberty is something the extent of which it is difficult to estimate. Full stop. It might prima facie seem to depend simply on the power to choose between, at any rate, two alternatives. Nevertheless, not all choices are called free. If a totalitarian state offers me the alternatives of incriminating my innocent friend, an innocent man, and submitting myself to torture. No, sorry, would you say instead of that, if in a totalitarian state I betray my friend under threat of torture, I can reasonably say that I did not act freely, full stop. Nevertheless, I did, of course, make a choice and could, come my attenuating theory, have chosen to be tortured. The mere existence of a minimum of possibilities is not therefore enough to make my choice free in the normal sense of the word. The extent of my freedom depends, A, on how many possibilities are open to me. Bracket. Although the method of counting these can never be more than impressionistic. Full stop. Possibilities of action are not discrete, discrete, entities like apples, which can be exhaustively enumerated. End of bracket. B. How easy or difficult each of these alternatives, each of these possibilities is. C. How important in my plan of life, given my character and circumstances, these possibilities are when compared with each other. D. How far they are closed or opened by deliberate human acts. E. What value not merely the agent, but the general sentiment of the society in which he lives puts on the various possibilities. All these factors must be, quote, integrated, unquote, in the conclusion, comma, necessarily never precise or indisputable, comma, drawn from this process. It may well be that there are many incommensurable degrees of freedom, and that they cannot be drawn up on a single scale of magnitude, however conceived. Now, we go back to the main piece. The positive sense of the word liberty derives from the desire on the part of the individual to be governed. No, not to be governed, to be his own master. I wish my life and my decisions to depend on myself and not on external forces of whatever kind, full stop. Next record.